Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet, the show where we talk about things on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and Emily fact checks most things. I'm Rachel Ballinger. That is Emily Brostaff. Is that what your internet name is?
Brostaff.
Dang it.
Come on.
Brostaff. We are both gay, but not for each other.
Mm-mm.
Don't touch me. I don't want none of that. I want your friendship. And your, what's the word? A type of love. I want your, it's not monogamous. That's the opposite. Platonic. Thank you, Joy. Platonic love. My other best friend, Joy, is sitting next to me. And then the first love of my life, Blaze, is sitting on my other side. How you doing, Em?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I got lots of sleep, slept in, and I slept in too late, and now we're doing this podcast late.
It's all right. I cannot talk as much for once.
That's fine. All right. What do you got for us today? What are we starting with?
We're going to start with tiny news. What do we call it? News blurbs?
News blurbs.
News blurbs. Okay. Under the Desk News on TikTok, do you ever watch their content? It's like the news reporter.
No.
And like they report from under their desk. And no? All right. Well, you should go follow them because they're great. But anyway, they did a really good job covering the story. But last week, the U.S. government put an indefinite ban on the import of Mexican avocados after a U.S. inspector visited a Mexican avocado facility. It's not funny. And received death threats. So the U.S. imports $3 billion worth of avocados a year. And so this was like really messing with the Mexican economy and like messing with the U.S., basically the millennials' need to persistently have avocados.
Avocados are amazing. So, I want them on everything.
They're amazing, yes. So then thankfully on Friday night, the U.S. lifted the ban. I just thought that was hilarious.
Why?
That was even going on.
So they were just like, meh. So they stopped.
When I first heard the news story, I pictured like, you know, a U.S. inspector like walking into like the avocado facility in Mexico and like someone like tripping him by accident and being like, get out of the way, man. And then Joe Biden was like, no more Mexican avocados. But then I read more. And apparently like the cartel like stopped a U.S. like inspector truck and like beat one of the guys up and like because they like weren't allowing them to get away with some like scheme that was going on, and like it was a very complex story, but basically like the Mexican authorities said that they were going to put new safety measures into plan, which is why we dropped the ban on Friday. But
wow,
yeah,
that's intense. So,
that was going on. New Zealand just officially outlawed conversion therapy.
Oh, praise them.
Huge win. In the U.S., it's still legal in 22 states, but that's for another day. We also have the controversy surrounding Sha'Carri Richardson in the Olympics. So during the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, U.S. track star Sha'Carri Richardson was disqualified from the 100-meter race because she tested positive for marijuana use.
That doesn't make you a better athlete. Sorry.
It makes me so mad. She said she used it to cope after her mother died, but still got disqualified, even though it is not a sports enhancing
drug. It is not a performance enhancing drug at all.
No. It's like almost the opposite.
It is.
It
makes you sink into the couch and do nothing.
Exactly. And so like that was a controversy in itself. But then over the past weekend, I want to make sure, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but Kamila Valieva from Russia. Yeah. The 15-year-old Russian ice skater, she tested positive for a banned substance and was told that she could still compete in her event.
Why?
So Oh, I'll tell you why. Because the Olympic Committee was basically like called out so much because Sha'Carri herself wrote a tweet basically saying like the only difference between our situations is I'm a young black woman and she's white. Plus her substance that she tested positive for was considered a performance enhancing drug. It was some heart medicine, but it's supposed to like, what did they say? They said it might boost her stamina. So... yeah. Anyway, so then the Olympic Committee responded, and the reason they gave for not disqualifying the Russian figure skater is because she is considered a protected person due to her age, adding that it would be unfair to suspend her and it would cause her irreparable harm.
What?
Yeah.
She cheated.
But... right.
So this is so stupid. I'm angry.
It's just blatantly racist. So
yeah.
But they're not going to do anything. Like, they're not going to change their mind or do anything about it. Like, it's too late at this point. But, like, yeah. And then we have Patricia Potatoes. Patricia Potatoes announced her pregnancy on Valentine's Day. They are expecting their first child with their husband, Moses.
I hope they have a very easy and healthy pregnancy.
Yes. All right, big news. We're going to cover Kanye even more. But like we like have to talk about it though. Like, oh, so yeah.
I get angry. I see blurbs about it and I'm like, I should read this because, you know, I'm on a podcast about the internet stuff and what's going on. And I read one sentence and I'm like, I can't do it. I get so annoyed with it. I'm like, he's just stupid.
He's just like.
He's a big baby.
Well. We'll get more into it. But yeah, so last week we covered the whole Billie Eilish, Kanye West debacle, and it has just gotten so much worse. So since Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's divorce over a year ago, Kanye has been very public towards his feelings over Kim.
We don't know what his feelings are. He's like, I'm going to get my family back. F her, I hate her. I'm going to get my family back. What are his feelings? Right. I don't know.
Right. Can we make a pros and cons list, Kanye, perhaps? Let us help you. Put an Instagram poll up.
But we don't have to react to every pro and every con. Just go back and forth. Like, just make the list.
Right. Right. And we'll decide.
And we'll decide.
Right. yeah, he's commented on the way she's raising their children, who she's dating, and now he's posting their private conversations online.
This is why when you text somebody, always text them with the thought that they could make that text message public.
I think about that all the time.
This,
like, not that I'm like big or anything, but like when I'm like messaging people back on Instagram, like if someone DMs me something nice or like something funny, I like always say to myself, if this were to get screenshotted and put on Twitter,
yes,
how would people react?
Yes.
And I'm, yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot of filtering.
Yes.
But yeah. So this all started when Kanye West gave shout outs to Kim during a performance, begging her to come back to him. And then he put on social media in a series of like super concerning Instagram stories that Kim was banning him from his own daughter's birthday party, which Kim and the rest of the Kardashians are claiming was just simply not true. And then once they said that was not true, he responded on Instagram a few weeks later saying that Kim kidnapped his own daughter from him and that Kim placed armed security beside him the entire time he was at the birthday party, which I don't think we can confirm.
I don't blame her if that's true.
If you're
he's clearly in an unstable state and his actions are never like not are never. That's too big of an absolute. His actions sometimes are extremely just random and uncalled for.
Right.
So, yeah, if he's at her house or her event and he demands to be there and she doesn't want him there, but she's like, OK, fine. Yeah, they have armed security doing everything with them. Sure. Put a few on him.
Right. Just in case. Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's definitely, like, seems demeaning for him, but his actions have consequences, and that's a consequence of it.
Yeah, exactly. And then he bought the house right across the street from Kim.
Stop! That's harassment!
He did. That's kind of where I'm getting with this whole story, is, like, you know, there's a 100-thing list of basically, like, not that I'm actually going to talk about, but, you know, there's just an ever-extending list of all the actions that he's been doing against Kim and against his children and against Kim's boyfriends and the Kardashians in general, and just this whole thing boils down to it being verbal harassment and verbal abuse, and no one's doing anything about it because it's all just so entertaining.
Yes.
It's like if this was a regular man that was not a celebrity, like he would have restraining orders. He would be like police escorts on him. Like this would be taken to, like, I don't know if it'd be taken to court, but like it should be. Like if you're being stalked and harassed.
Well,
and
it
like,
would be taken to court and she would get full custody of the kids. And then.
Right.
That, but if he bought the house across the street, that's harassment. Yeah.
Right. And he claims he did it because he wanted to be closer to his kids and spend more time with them.
If they had talked about that, that would make sense. But like,
right.
No.
But that mixed with everything else, like he called, what did he do? Oh, he like called after he bought the house. He criticized Kim on Instagram for allowing their daughter North to post on TikTok without his permission. And then he like, almost right after post on Instagram again, and it was a picture of him and his family, like all of them together, with the caption, "God, please bring our family back together," while he was in a relationship with Julia Fox at that point. And then he like told his followers recently to scream at Pete Davidson, because Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are dating. He told his followers to scream at him when they see him in public, and like harass him.
What is
and
that?
And then when Kim asked...
What is that going to do?
Right. Well, and Kim basically texted Kanye and said, like, this is dangerous. Like, please do not do this. There are scary people out there. Like, we're scared for our safety. He basically said, oh, okay. And then went back on Instagram and was like, I was just kidding. Don't do it. And then he screenshotted that text conversation and put it on Instagram. And she was like... And so then she texted him again and she was like, why do you keep putting all of our private conversations on Instagram? And his response was... Because I got a text from my favorite person in the world. I'm your number one fan. Why wouldn't I tell everyone? What are you doing?
That like, is so... Mm-mm. I just, like, gets a mess.
He's gotten so unhinged.
Yeah.
That people were literally claiming, like, news sources were claiming, or speculating, I should say, that his social media had been hacked, because people were like, he could, like, this is not him. Like, this is way too, like, weird to be going on. And so then, of course, he posted a picture of himself holding a handwritten sign.
Yes.
That said, my Instagram has not been hacked. Like, dude, we were giving you an out. We were giving you an out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, all of this behavior is genuinely abusive.
Yes.
And like, he needs help. Yeah. Like, at this point, like, he needs someone to step in and get him some help, because this is beyond like normal cognitive behavior.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay.
So that was our biggin.
I liked getting the news from you instead of reading all the articles.
Oh, good.
I enjoyed that more.
I like reading all the articles.
Oh, so great.
This works out great. Awesome. Okay. Would you like to hop into our game?
I would, but first, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor!
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Yeah, what game do you got for us?
Okay, I got Would You Rather Internet Edition today.
Oh, yes.
And once again, I consulted my Gen Z focus group.
Oh, my God.
I love them how so can much.
They,
so now,
how can they be in the Gen Z focus group? Is there an application? Is there...
I don't know what my qualifications are for this.
Is it but on I know Instagram? You said,
it's on Instagram, yeah. It's consistent of Danny, your yes, number one,
my number one
daughter fan. And then M, and she runs the Rachel Golf Ball account.
Okay, I've seen that on Instagram.
And then we got Ellie. And so, like, these are people that, like, I know you know. Yeah. And, like, have been around for a while. Also fall into the Gen Z category. And, like, got they're it. Just, like, the sweetest human beings ever.
Got it.
So I reached out to them. And I, like, basically said, I'm playing this game today. Is there any good Would You Rathers? They pulled through.
I'm sure they did. They always do. The internet always pulls through.
They said they were going to make merch that said Gen Z focus group on it. And I told them I'd buy something.
Of course you would.
All right, so first one, would you rather have to delete Instagram or Twitter permanently?
Twitter.
Same. Yeah, I don't even ever get on Twitter.
I mean, I love Twitter for so long, but now it's kind of a toxic place, and there's more people on Instagram. Like,
yeah,
as thinking platform wise and as a business perspective, the Instagram is what you need over Twitter.
I agree. Yeah. And I feel like Instagram is like more entertaining almost, but maybe it's because I never get on Twitter, so I don't actually know.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather have a super scandalous picture leaked or be canceled for a month?
Super scandalous picture.
Really?
Yes. Being canceled is it is a detriment. Like it is your soul crushes. A scandalous picture, that sucks, and it is a violation, and it is disgusting, and that will hurt you as well. And to have something so private, like, out of your control, someone who I am also, like, a pretty modest for who I am, and, like, the only people allowed to see my body are those who I deem worthy. And so to have that happen, I would be crushed, but it wasn't because of my actions. I didn't do anything wrong, and I didn't hurt anybody.
Right.
Being canceled means I did something wrong and hurt people. I would rather just be mad that someone crossed that respect boundary than me hurt people.
I like that. Now I have to agree. At first I was like, I'd almost rather be canceled because, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, insecure and, like, don't want people looking at me. But that now that you have made a good argument, and now I've switched my answer.
All right.
All right. Would you rather go out to brunch with Jenna Marbles or Superwoman, aka Lily Singh?
Jenna Marbles. No shade to Superwoman. I can see a Superwoman on any social media I go on. Jenna Marbles. Right. That's like
our queen.
It's like finding the Holy Grail.
Right, exactly. That's why I picked Superwoman, because, like, she's pretty up there, which I wanted to make it very equal to see which one you would go for. But
everyone wants to know how Jenna's doing. I would get to find out firsthand. Get out.
Right. I watch her videos all the time, like when I'm getting ready for bed. I miss her so much.
I'm gonna pause real quick because my mom is outside and I'm supposed to go hug her. So. One sec.
The legend herself.
Wait, she's here. Hi.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Emily put a mask on in solidarity.
Put your mask on.
For those listening, my mom is here. How's it feel to be back?
It feels great.
Great.
And would you like to know the holidays for today?
I do.
I have no idea.
What a tease.
Do you have any holidays, Emily? Do you have... Oh, she's going to Google it real quick.
Real quick. Oh, my God, because we have to have her say that.
You can sit, Mom.
At least she Googled. I'm taking your chain.
No, you're good.
Okay, here we go. Wait for it. Wait, Rachel, entertain them while I do this.
This is my mother.
Da, 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 da. Rachel, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no. This is not okay.
Your nose ring, make it level.
My nose? Make a level.
Make it level.
You can't even see her right now.
Out by your mom.
But I see it all the time, and I'm like, I just want to go. Oh, honey, let's just get this level.
It's level most of the time.
No. You go back to look at your stuff.
Emily has sent us the holidays of today. What's the 20th? There's nothing on the 20th, but the 22nd is single tasking day. Wait, the 22nd is also be humble day.
I'll be humble. Be so, they're so humble always.
pistachio day on the 26th. Wait, I have a present for you.
I get a present.
You get a present.
A present.
Okay, now that Rachel's out of the room, spill the tea. How did we feel about her nose piercing?
I plead the fifth. Rachel's funny. Beautiful no matter what she does.
Yes.
I got you pistachios.
Thank you. Yum, yum, yum.
I love that.
And how are we supposed to eat these with masks on?
You don't.
Wait, I see a little gap in yours.
No! There's no gap!
Wait, update us. How are your backyard squirrels doing?
They're doing really good. There you go. Make it work. Make it work.
I can smell it! I got it!
That was good.
Okay. How are your squirrels?
They're figuring out how to eat their pistachios through their masks.
If you turn like this.
Wait, no, fist bump.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome. All right.
What about my squirrels?
How are they?
Lovely.
Great.
Love that.
All right. I'm going to pause once more so I can actually say goodbye to my mother, and then we'll continue again. Hi, we're back. Sorry, my mom. And when I got outside, she was like, wait, take off your mask. Let me see your nose ring. And I tucked it up. And she was like, where'd it go?
I took it out, mom.
She made me straighten it for her, but we were 6 feet away. All right. We got to wrap this up. I know we haven't been recording that long, actually. Nope. It's only been 20 minutes. Give me 10 more minutes. I got to go pick up my girlfriend's dad at the airport.
Okay. So.
What were we talking about?
We were doing our would you rathers.
Oh, right. Go.
Okay.
Wait. Let's just see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right. Go for it.
Best fiends.
Best fiends.
BetterHelp. All right.
Is there something interfering with your happiness? Best fiends. My favorite mobile puzzle game. Looking on the internet unless you try ExpressVPN.
Just meld all of them together into one. All right. Would you rather be canceled for something you didn't do or cancel someone else for something they didn't do?
Canceled for something I didn't do. I wouldn't want to put that on someone else.
Same. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Because I'd be like, listen, I didn't do it and it sucks, but at least I know my conscience is clear.
Exactly. Would you rather change the whole format of your channel or quit YouTube altogether?
Change the whole format of my channel.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. Whatever you guys want. I've been telling you all that from day one. What do you want? I will do it.
What
I
do
don't
you
care.
Want? Just tell me.
Just tell me.
Would you rather have to post every single day or only be able to post every other week on YouTube?
Every single day.
That's so much work.
Oh, I mean, Vlogmas happens. I've done it. And it is draining. And it's the most effort ever. But I wouldn't have a job if I could only post once every other week. Like, I wouldn't.
Right.
I'd have to go get another job. I don't want that. I want this job.
Right. This one's really good. Would you rather fake dating a man for views or fake a breakup for views? Let's just picture... When they're asking this question, this was pre-girlfriend. So would you have rather faked dating a man for views or a breakup for views?
I would fake dating a man for views rather than fake a breakup.
I think I'd rather fake a breakup.
Need to know the circumstances. So like I broke off my last relationship and I haven't come out of the closet yet, or I have come out of the closet, but I'm not dating anyone.
Let's say you have come out, but you're not dating.
And then I fake date a man?
Right. That's what you
would do. Well, I think faking a breakup is worse, like, morally, because you're making people sad for you faking a relationship.
If you fake a relationship, is there such thing as, like, straight baiting? Like, you know, there's, like, queer baiting. Is there a straight baiting?
No, just like you can't be racist against white people. No.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. All right. Last one. Would you rather not be able to use emojis at all or only be able to use the old school emojis like the colon with the
I love using the colon with parentheses.
Oh, it gives me like What did that one roast call you? Aunt Mildred Vibes.
Someone is... That roast video was the best video I've ever filmed.
I had tears.
Died.
Rolling.
If you guys haven't seen this, for your sake, go watch it.
Yeah.
Because I had the internet, I had Instagram roast certain pictures of me. I have never laughed that hard. Did you watched it?
Hilarious. Dylan and I were dying.
Yeah, they were dying. Yeah. Everyone, like, M called me crying.
Like, sob crying.
I was sob crying watching it. I was filming it. I couldn't believe how funny it was. Even if it wasn't even true, like, one comment says it looks like I don't wash my hands after a massive dump, but on the same picture it says it looks like I wash my hands after I take a shower. So, like, it's literally just like say things, and it's just like it doesn't even have to do with the picture, and it's just but it's just like funny things to say about a person. Like,
oh my god,
who comes up with that as an insult, I think, is the funny part. Like, I disassociated it from myself completely. Maybe I shouldn't have, but that's my ego. And I was like,
it was good. I watched the video twice, even though I was the one that picked out the roasts.
Joy says her favorite is all the comments up on the first one that says it looks like I'm not wearing a shirt because it's blown out, and I'm just, my skin is white and my shirt is white, so I just look like one massive vanilla ice cream cone.
Yep. My favorite was the Aunt Mildred, and then how SpongeBob SquarePants have more muscle than you.
Guess who did arms the next day?
I was wondering. I was like, is this one gonna get to her a little bit? You're like in the gym pumping it.
I have biceps.
SpongeBob ain't got nothing on me.
I put six stuffed animals on the end of my bar.
Exactly. Oh my god. All right, so then we don't have to do our nod to Gwen, because the legend herself made an appearance. All right, do we have time for like a question?
Yeah.
Okay, short.
Yeah, just go.
Oh, okay. If you had the choice,
I love stressing out Emily. It's so easy.
It really is. Again, you could just like sneeze, and I'd be like, "Oh my god, she hates me. I'm getting fired."
Emily, all right. You've been handling my stress very well today, and I appreciate it. I love you.
I love you.
And you're a great person to work with.
I'm gonna cry.
Joy just said, if you weren't her friend, she'd probably quit.
No, Ellen. This is such a fun job.
I sent you a present.
You did?
That's right. Buy her love.
I do. I buy everyone's love.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Okay.
I think it gets there the 25th.
Oh, all right. I'll do a live opening.
Oh god.
I'll call you so you can get my live reaction.
All right.
All right. If you could choose to restart your life or live an extra 15 healthy years, which would you choose?
Ooh, that's rough, because I, you know, my natural reaction is wanting to restart my life knowing all the things I know now, but I am who I am now because of the things I've gone through. So exactly. I wouldn't want to take that away, because like, if I lived my life differently, I might have never met you two. Like, even though I want to know you guys, and like, my path might have been like searching. Okay, I met Joy this day. I have to
you
like
would
get.
Know the things that you know, so you wouldn't have
to. I know, but like, no. I would like to live an extra 15 years, healthy 15 years.
Same.
I think.
Yeah.
And just continue my life knowing what I know now, like.
Right. Because a lot of the like hard things that happened to me that like I wish were different, it's like I didn't have control over. And so it might just happen again. So like, what's the point of restarting if I have to like go through it all again? So I might as well just live an extra 15 years being
knowing what you know now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Do we have time for one more? Is that it?
No, you got time for one more. Hit us with it.
Okay. All right. Would you rather visit your ancestors in the past or meet your descendants in the future?
Meet my descendants in the future.
Same. I feel like all of our ancestors would have hated us because we're gay.
Yeah. Also, mine are all white. I don't want to meet them.
Right, exactly. Y'all are
racist.
Boring. I don't need to be a bee, but y'all are really boring.
I would have like gotten in fights with my ancestors.
Exactly. All right. Last one is: did you
have like,
good superpowers?
Yeah, this is my best friend.
Right. They'd like probably call us a witch
because you're black and Native American.
Uh-huh. Oh my god.
No, my right, best friends are either gay or black. I would have been pelted. I would have been stoned.
Exactly.
Burned at the stakes. All right. Can you tell you? Sorry.
Did you ever think you had superpowers as a... Oh my god, we're never going to get this question out.
What's up?
Are you sure?
No, go.
Did you ever think you had superpowers as a child?
Yes. No, I didn't think I had superpowers. I thought we had a super potion. So my siblings, who are all older than me, played a prank on me that if they put this certain cologne of my father's on my feet, I would turn invisible. And I believed them many a time. And they wouldn't tell me which cologne it was because my dad had a bunch of aftershaves. Like he had like 100, right. I don't know why. He never wore them, but my dad had like 100 aftershaves and they'd be like, okay, close your eyes. And they'd take me to the bathroom and they put it on the bottom of my foot. And they'd be like, okay, we're going to leave the bathroom. And when you come out, you're going to be invisible. But you have to wait 20 seconds. And I'd come out and they'd be like, Rachel, did you come out? Where are you? And I'd be like, I'm here. And then I'd go into my parents and they'd be like, what? And they're like, mom and dad can see me. And they're like, it doesn't work. Adults can see you.
The root of Rachel's problems. They don't believe.
The root of Rachel's problems, says Joy. Yeah, so I didn't think I had powers, but I thought we had potions.
The cologne potion. After watching X-Men for the first time and I was in the shower, I had water running off the tips of my fingers.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And I totally thought I was like a water mutant and could control water.
My sister, we took showers together. We were around the same age. We were kids, saving water, too. Whatever. Yeah. So she would be like, Rachel, watch. I can control water. And then she would do the water off the fingertip thing and be like, see, now it's gone. Then it would like still spray off her freaking
wrist. Right, exactly. I also at one point thought I was Snow White and like could if I just tried hard enough and believed hard enough I could make animals like love me and talk to me and do what I wanted. So I sat out on my swing set and I let all the mosquitoes bite me because I was like, if I'm really nice to them, they'll go tell all the other animals.
Oh, and yeah.
Then I got in trouble and my mom was like, what are you doing? Came in like covered in welts.
You're like making friends. What are you doing, mom?
Right. What have you done today, Barbara?
Barbara.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it for my questions.
That was good. I know this was a short segment. Sorry. We all three of us have ADHD and could not start this podcast for a good 40 minutes. And then my mom showed up. So we are out of time, even though we only gave you guys a little amount of time.
Leave them wanting more.
Always. Please make sure you're following us on Instagram. Apparently, you can apply to be part of the Gen Z. What is it called?
Oh, God. Gen Z focus group. My inbox is going to get flooded.
Only bug her on All Things Internet podcast. And that's it. Make sure you're following us everywhere. Thank you to our sponsors if we had any. I don't know. I haven't recorded those yet. And Joy, you're beautiful. Oh, Emily, you're gorgeous.
Have they seen her on the camera yet? Her makeup is...
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. She did that. Yeah. That was yesterday's makeup. Okay. She didn't do it this morning. That's yesterday's makeup, and it's perfect.
I could never look window, like that the morning after.
That's what makes it look that good.
I'm also in front of that window and do not look that good. Okay. I'm going to go. Emily, do you want to say goodbye for us, to them? Words. Continue it.
Yes. We love you. Oh, and thanks for being so nice last week when I was having my mentee bee.
She,
the comments were so fun to read.
she messaged me. She's like, I'm dying.
That was so sweet.
They love you. All right. I love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
Save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.